Hello, loves. It's Ruthie here. I just wanted to give a hopefully quick update. Some of you like hearing it from Ruthie's mouth as opposed to reading it. So, what is my update? For those that have been following me, I did finally make my move. Everything kind of fell into place, and I kind of was in a For those that are my really good friends or that have really paid attention, things were getting pretty rough and pretty bad where I was. So I saw a small window of opportunity and I took it. In a lot of ways, it's been really good for me. And in a lot of ways, it's been very hard for me to adjust. For those that don't know, I basically upshoveled my whole life and I moved to a city by the ocean. The ocean's always called for me. I needed to get out and needed to experience life just for me for once. And so, like I said, the ocean's always called to me. So that's where I decided to go. I made my move. So far, I really like it out here. I've been trying to get used to the area. It's kind of a little bit of a culture shock and something I didn't expect for me to suffer with so emotionally or mentally is that the one stability I've had in my life all of my years is that I've literally lived in the same city. So I've never been lost. I have the opportunity, I know where everything is. I know how the people are. I know what to expect. And I just don't have that here. And it's a little disconcerting sometimes, a little worrisome. And I just didn't expect to have some very emotional days where I wanted to go to the grocery store, and the fact that I had to pull out my phone to look up what grocery store and which ones were closest. And I didn't expect some days to have these emotional episodes where, I just want to go to the damn store. But there have been a lot of positive things. I've met people, I've seen a million places I want to visit. I have become creatively inspired to do so much, to be myself fully, to encourage myself to be open about the things that I'm interested in and passionate about and not hide it away in a closet anymore. So, pro that is great. Other than that, I've been struggling trying to find work. I have been jobless. This is the first time in my life, which has also made it emotional, that I haven't had a job since I was like 20 years old. So probably in the last 10 years, it's the first time I haven't had a job. I haven't had a job in about like an actual job in about 4 weeks. And it's getting now to where I'm trying to not let my anxiety and my stress get the better of me because to live, I am having to draw out of my savings, which that's why it's there. So I'm trying to remember that. But I liked having it as a security blanket, and the perfect world would have required me never to have to use it. So the fact that I'm having to use it and I'm slowly seeing the balances decrease, I'm starting to panic a little bit. So at this point, I'm just casting out nets for any job, anything that I can do to make money, to get some income. I'm hoping that I won't have to have like five or six smaller jobs to accommodate for the cost of living change. And if that's the case, I hope that it doesn't take me away from the Ruthie world and everything I know and love and am passionate about. But I have to be practical and reasonable, so I'm trying to do my best. I am still pushing that. If you ever want to support me, and my vision and my goals and everything like that. I do have a Patreon now. I've changed the tiers up some to be better aligned with the opinions that I've heard from current Patreons and other listeners. And I've also done it to be in line with what works best for me and and also follows the guidelines of Patreon in the way that I interpreted them. I always do commissions with my move and a lot of the stress and the emotional things, and then also just the move physically not having my hardware or anything available. I had to close commissions for a little while just to catch up. I'm finally got everything settled. It's been a nightmare trying to figure out hardware connections and equipment and internet connections and getting used to the schedules of noise for where I'm living. So that's been interesting. It's all these things that I would have never considered. And basically setting up a studio space in my apartment. So finally I've been able to catch up on current commissions or past commissions that I've had for a while. I appreciate the patience and the understanding from everybody. You guys have always been amazing in any way that you support me. If you have any ideas, suggestions, anything like that, while I'm looking for work, I'm going full force now. I'm casting out to anything. I'm not too proud to roll up my sleeves and work a labor job or a server job or a store job. I really don't care. I just am looking for work. But while I'm looking for work until I get it, I have a lot of things in the Ruthie world that I'm trying to fix and revamp, and I'm working kind of on my branding a little bit and my imaging and some different exciting things that I'm looking forward to. So if you have anything, in regards to that or suggesting or help or whatever, feel free to message me, and if nothing else, I always love getting small messages of encouragement and hope. And I thank you so, so much. You guys mean a lot to me. And you've always been supportive of this side of me that I kept hidden for so long. So because of that, you guys make me feel like I can just be myself and everything like that. So, and thank you so much. Like I said, for nothing else, your support and always just letting me figure my stuff out and do what I want and just explore and have just an open canvas that I can do anything I want with. So you guys are the best. I have the best listeners and I hope to see you all around more intimately and across all my platforms as I am going to have kind of a variety of everything that I do. So thank you so much for the millionth time. You guys are incredible, and thank you for helping me make Ruthie Wren the best that she can be. Mwah!